The Cricket on the Hearth, The Lost Christmas Classic. Written by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Camden Town Players. Copyright 2021. Eden, Garrett, Giuliano.
Icon Audio Arts.
A whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics. When the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates, these works are indeed classic, to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome.
Charles Dickens was born February 7th, 1812. He was an English writer and social critic. He created some of the world's best-known fictional characters and is regarded by many as the greatest novelist of the Victorian era. His works enjoyed unprecedented popularity during his lifetime, and by the 20th century, critics and scholars recognized him as a literary genius. His novels and short stories are widely read today. Born in Portsmouth, Dickens left school to work at a factory when his father was incarcerated in a debtor's prison. Despite his lack of formal education, he edited a weekly journal for 20 years, wrote 15 novels, 5 novellas, hundreds of short stories and non-fiction articles, lectured and performed readings extensively. To his credit, he also campaigned vigorously for children's rights, education, and other social reforms. Thanks largely to the introduction of the character Sam Weller in the 4th episode, which sparked Pickwick merchandise and spin-offs. Within a few years, Dickens had become an international literary celebrity, famous for his humor, satire, and keen observation of character and society. His novels, most of them published in monthly or weekly installments, pioneered the serial publication of narrative fiction, which became the dominant Victorian mode for novel publication. Cliffhanger endings in his serial publication kept readers in suspense. The installment format allowed Dickens to evaluate his audience's reaction, and he often modified his plot and character development based on such feedback. For example, when his wife's doctor expressed distress at the way Miss Mocher and David Copperfield seemed to reflect her disabilities, Dickens improved the character with positive features. His plots were carefully constructed, and he often wove elements from topical events into his narrative. Masses of the illiterate poor would individually pay a halfpenny to have each new monthly episode read to them, opening up
Sample complete. Ready to continue?